96.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Abby this morning. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
You have a live-in boyfriend. He is not your husband, though, right?
No, he's not.
His name is David. What's going on?
Yeah, so basically he told me that he was on a work trip to San Diego. When he went, he brought back a couple keychains. He has some sons, so he brought back these keychains for his sons with their names on it and all. I didn't notice until later that he actually did end up giving my son that I have from a previous relationship. He ended up getting him a keychain also with his name on it. I see at the bottom that it says Las Vegas. And my son told me that it was from him. When was Las Vegas? When was this? So now I'm racking my brain being like, okay, was this in San Diego? Was this in Las Vegas? What were you doing in Las Vegas?
Okay.
And all the questions are just starting to come out.
Is there any way a flight from San Diego back here to Sacramento would...
It's possible.
Have a layover in Vegas?
I guess it could. It's probably not very often, but okay. I guess it's possible.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear everything, but we won't be able to hear you. Katie's going to call your boyfriend, David. We're going to offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to. We'll see what he writes on the card as well. And regardless of how it turns out, we'll conference everybody together and we'll talk about this. All right. I'm going to put you on hold now, Abby.
All right, sounds good.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with David, please?
Yep, speaking.
Hi, David, this is Claudia with... calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Maybe.
It's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Okay, sure. Let's do it.
Okay. And who would you like to send the roses to, first and last name?
Sure. Send them to Amber.
Okay. And you are able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Can't wait till the end of the month. See you soon.
Okay.
Oh, boy. David, this is Gavin from The Wake Up Call. That's actually Katie from The Wake Up Call. You're on War of the Roses on 106.5 The End. Listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Abby. Abby, you are back on. Are you there?
Abby? Yeah. No, okay. I'm here.
So he didn't send the flowers to you. He sent them to
someone. No. I'm very aware he didn't send the flowers to me. And David, who the is Amber?
I'm, you know, just someone I know.
Someone you know from where, David? Like, you got to give me something here. I mean, you were sending literal flowers to another woman.
Abby, let me jump in here just for a second so that he has some context as to what's going on. David, she thinks that you... Well, she did think that you were cheating. Turns out it looks like you are, because she found out that you didn't go to San Diego... On your last trip, you went to Vegas, correct?
And where does that come from?
What do you mean, what does that come from? Answer the question, yes or no.
All right, yeah, sure. I was in Vegas. What of it?
Okay, so now you're lying to me about where you were. So why in the hell would I believe that Amber is just a friend?
Yep, probably right.
So that's it?
What is that response
David, you're
mean?
Just...
David, what a strange response.
I think he's caught, so he's just going to be like, okay, fine.
Are you admitting to all of this now?
This is the weirdest phone call I have ever received in my life. I don't even know what's going on here.
Well, I'm sure that's
but
true.
But if you're looking for dirt, all of that aside,
you have been cheating on Abby, correct?
And why would you? Who are you to ask that?
Okay, Abby, you ask him that.
David, you have been cheating on me, correct?
I think we should talk offline.
Answer the question.
It wasn't a question. It was a statement.
Oh,
you're
my God.
Me, and I'm not going to do this here.
Oh, David.
Guys, I can't. I can't do this. I can't do this.
Can I hang up on him now? Is that okay?
Yes.
Ew. What? Does he talk all the time like that?
No. I don't know who this man is, honestly. And I'm quite honestly done. Like, that is just not who I know.
Okay. Alrighty. So, are you... Do you want to talk to us now, or are you going to call him right away?
No. I'm going to go hang up and figure out what to do, because I don't know. I need to think this through, guys.
Okay. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.